Welcome, Reading Finney's Wake Forum on Facebook. This is Ian and Bob once again, and we're starting the 60th episode of our repagination of Finney's Wake. And this episode, we will be emphasizing page 295, but we'll begin in the middle of page 294 and go a page or two past 295. Is that you, Ian, making music?
No, just the clock strike. They do every hour and every 15 minutes.
Okay.
I've been listening to them for years.
All right, so you're ready. Well, they seem to have a different sound now. Okay, so you're ready for me to start reading.
Yes.
No, we're doing, 8, 12, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Nope, second, 2, 3. So it's line 17. Match of a matchness. Okay. Match of a matchness, like your big dud dadder in the Boudville song, Gorotsky Golovar's Troubles, rocking his flavorite turf coot.
Here we go. Match of the matchness. So apparently the line has met its match. And then you got Hunter Biden's big dude daddy. He's in the Booterville. He's in Booterville. Now Zelensky's problem is finding out they got trouble. They're rocking and frocking in the turf coup. Go ahead.
Yeah, rocking his flavorite turf coup in the smucking precincts of Lydia's with Mary Owens and Dolly Monks, seasidling to edge his cropulence, and Blake Roach, Kingston, and Dockrell, orisenting him from a furts, our papical cockapital. Abraham
You got a comma. So mind the palatagination.
Yeah.
Now what's happening here is this is all laying out to this legal battle royale of how they're having to run hard to push everything aside. And Mary Owens and then Dolly Monks are going to be the sidewinders that become the attorneys that really tangle things up. Now that some affects Trump, but it mostly affects the Big dog daddy.
Big dog daddy.
Abraham Bradley King.
Okay, so list several people: Blake Roach, Kingston and Dockrell, Abraham Bradley King. And it's a question with Mary reciting the edge is crapulence, so it's sort of a question at the end. Then it says ting 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 ting. That's your clock. Then, by his magmazine fall, lumps, lavas, and all. There's your lava. That's Lahaina.
Yep.
Lumps,
yep.
Lavas, and all. Bene, but thunder and turf. It's not all over yet. One recalls Byzantium. The mystery repeats
the fire,
itself 2 days
later. You understand that the fire in Maui is still burning. You know, do get that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Where is it, in the fields up there in Maui Meadows or down in the plain or
no,
over by Lahaina?
You better hope that you hope to God it's not in Maui Meadows.
Yeah.
Don't know.
So it's in Lahaina, okay. The mystery repeats itself to date as our callback mother Gaudiana, that was daughter to a tanner, used to sing, as I think, now and then continuously over her posset pot in her queer homunculus hummin' bass, Hesterdy, and ist herdy forever. Then this is Vanistatums. And for a night of thoughts endures in the day, as great Shakespeare puns it. In effect, I remember from...
They say, now you're coming back and it's making fun of the tragedy that is the life of the Biden household, which apparently is pretty good if you can get $20-30 million from all over the world for people, for a son who's a whoremongering crack whore.
As great Shakespeare puns it. In effect, I remember from the yules gone by, per little murr of my hind, so she used indeed. When she give me the Sunday cloud, she hung up for Tate and Cumming and snuffed out the ghost in the candle at his old game of haunt the slepper or sleeper.
Okay. Faithful now, that's what they're going to try to do now again. They're going to see if they can find some way, and they will, to get Biden back in the basement. That's the only way he could win a non-presidential position.
Because the corporation that he was named president of doesn't exist anymore. So that's why you say non-presidential position.
It exists. It's just it's like his bus company with $8 billion. It was his baby. It was the Biden baby in Bidenomics, but now it's bankrupt, and the $8 billion disappeared in the night.
Okay, so Faithful departed. When I'm dreaming back like that, I begins to see we're only all telescopes, or the come all young sons.
Oh, or
the come all young sands, the sands of the beaches of Lahaina.
No. That's Comer. Comer's asking all the right questions, the sounds Comer. Wanting to know what's up, what about that? And his byline is like Paul Rand. What about that, though? And they said, there's nothing going on here. That's all just disinformation. That's Russia disinformation. He says, okay, what about that, though? They go, no. There wasn't nobody here. There's no crime. We can't find any evidence of money moving anywhere, even though we got the bank statement. And you going to believe us or those lying IRS agents that said that they couldn't investigate it? Nah, there ain't nothing going on. And he says, well, what about that, though? And then they go a little bit further, until they get to a point where they run out of that dose.
You said Paul Rand, but you mean another name, Rand.
No, Paul Rand is the son of the evil one that Ron Paul. No, Ron Paul.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
Ron
there's Paul. Yeah, Ron Paul Rand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're at the, or they come all your sons. Like when I droned, I was in Derry and was woken up with thump and thudder down. Rest in peace.
Uh-oh.
But to return.
You mean they're thumping, they're thudder down in Trump? No, that can't be so. Oh, my God, they're going to beat him to death. Okay.
It was woken up with thump or trump and thudder down. Rest in peace. But to return. What a wonderful memory you have, too. Uh-oh, the return is
Now that he's coming back. The Empire's striking back, apparently, Bob. Carry on, number two.
Yeah, Trump's empire is striking back. Okay, but to return, what a wonderful memory you have, too. T'wonderful Morrowey, Strabonair, Binet. I bring Towno and Curry nothing up my sleeve. Now, springing quickly from the mudland loose from Lucan with Olam as her elder tetraturn and somersault. All's fair and all fours is my...
Wait, now this is setting the stage for the battle royale. This is like Musk and Zuck going to talk about it. They're going to talk about talking about something. They're making a big menagerie, a glass menagerie that they're going to engage. Here's what's happening here. They're getting ready for Trump's war. He's like, I'm over. Forgive your enemies, but never forget their names, the famous Kennedy quote. And then what happens is you're going on now, Trump's walking in there with nothing up his sleeve. He's going to whoop him with one hand tied behind his back, because he's actually already won. And the mud's fixing to be loosed. Mm-hmm.
The mud of Tartaria?
Yep. Well, we don't want to talk about mud floods like this, but yes, indirectly. Slinging mud.
And that would...
Everything they've accused Trump of, they got caught now doing. Everything they've accused Trump of, they've now been caught doing. And he plays them like a bad fiddle.
Right. And this Tartaria, is that focused in Trafalgar Square, or is that another issue?
Another issue, but it's the same problem. Yeah. Another issue, but it's the same problem.
Okay. All's fair and all fours, as my instructor unstrict me. Watch, and you'll have the whole inkle. Allow. Gyro, or gyro. Gyro tundo. So that's gyro, gyro, gyro tundo. Pop la la, as umpty hearem as you see. Oh, dear me, that was very nice. Very nice indeed, and makes us a dainty pair of accomplices. You are
wait,
more
wait.
Than
okay.
cuts than me.
Well, you got an exclamation point now, so hold on right there. Now, basically what he's saying is Trump's figured this all out, and so he's setting them up. He set them up with his tax returns. Oh, you can't see my tax returns. No, you can't see them. I'm under audit. Under audit. Can't see them. He knew his tax returns were perfect. There was no problem. So then New York leaks them and comes to find out they're fucking perfect. He goes, oh, yeah, okay, good. No problem there. Okay. So that was they ran their whole thing on that whole problem that was going to take him down. And then, of course, bitching Biden says, I've given 375 years worth of tax returns. None of them was right or true, but I gave them up. I gave them. They were the paterfamilias. They were in charge. They were the author of this, which, of course, except for the $30, $40, $50, $100 million they forgot to add to the tax stream, but that's another conversation. Then they go on to the next thing they're going to get him on about his having confidential documents. And he's like, okay, I'm the president. I can have presidential documents. And they talked to him, and he put on, they said, put a different lock on it. But they were going to raid Mar-a-Lago. Why didn't they raid it when they were telling him to put a better lock on the closet where he had the documents instead of putting them in Melania's panty drawer? See? So it doesn't make any sense after you get through this whole thing. And then he got him again, saying, nope, everything's good, yep. And he's got him on tape bragging, look, I got the Magna Carta right here. I got the Magna Carta. It's right here. I got it. Da-da-da-da. Come on. He's got him again. And then they turn around and they're going to get him in New York. They're going to get him in New York because he's going to be dastardly things where he misrepresented what he represented that he was representing based on laws that the Democrats put in place that he allowed him to do that in the first place. Fred was a good one to figure that one out. It didn't take long. Everybody can have a Rolls Royce if they want to. Mm-hmm. And now they're coming on again. They're going to get him. They're going to get him in Georgia. Don't get him in Georgia. Oh, if I can just get one more indictment, I got it in the bag. If I can get one more indictment, I got it. I got it. He knows how this plays down because it's going to kick back. When they find out that the jury came from Washington, D.C. and in Florida, you see.
Okay.
So it's all coming around, full circle around. He's pulling a Murray head on them with one night in Bangkok.
Okay. There's noise in the background, but you don't hear it, right?
It's okay.
All right. Very nice indeed. It makes us identical pair of accomplices. You, Alice for the cunts and me for umpthing with a handle to it. Biva. BV. Now, as will presently be felt, there's two tricklesome points where our twain of doubling bicirculars, or bicirculars, mating approximately in their sweet poi and poi, done loop into each the ochre. Lucy here. I fee where you me, the double-viewed seeds. None, less,
right.
Quatch.
Yes. Now, your Latin phrase that you're coming into, the double-viewed seeds, that's the thing where they planted this stuff on Trump and it bit them in the butt. They tried to plant poison ivy in Trump's garden and it sprouted in their yard.
Okay, the double-viewed seeds. Non lemus quatch vid pervois exium. And I think as I'm squeezed in the lemon, stick me punctum, but for seminal rations I'd like long by Araxes. To mac a capital P for pride, down there on the bottom, where Hardiman Heave, our monster bilker, bulked his bod of parodies. And let you go,
that's what it
genius.
Is. That's what it is. See, that's what it is. Everybody, America, if that's what you call it, or what is it, that the vile cult is what Duffy calls it, the vile cult that is America. They're all looking at this and saying, wait a second. Trump goes to jail because he didn't do anything because he gets impeached because he makes a perfect phone call. And now they get caught in bed with them and they don't get anything done with him. So the double standard, the double seated side, they're all looking at this going, this is ridiculous. Everybody's going, this is ridiculous. No, 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 there's nothing ridiculous going on here. Trump's bad, Biden's good. Okay, yeah, he had a little problem. He had a little money problem. You know, it's only $20 million set aside there. Oh, he don't have to pay taxes. His daddy's a president. He can pardon him before he ever does it again. So He'll be the first person in American history that gets a pre-pardon for what he's going to do next.
Are you talking about Trump or Biden?
Biden. Or Hunter.
Okay. And saying some stuff there. Where is that? Is it in Tumac, a capital P for pride, down there on the bottom, where Hottam and Heave, our
yep.
master builder, balked at
yep.
the parodies?
Yep. Yeah, the
parody.
Yeah, all the
first
parodies.
We're saying
it's,
about...
it's all a parody, this ridiculous show of judicial alertness, which is not a... It's all the seminal rations. It's the cum that's left over that they've now decided to take the ultraviolet light to see where the semen actually goes.
Okay, and let you go, Arminius, and mick your modest mock pie out of humbles up your end, where your apoxo-Jesus will be a point of order, with a gain-grown grunt and a croak-click-cluck, and my face-edged kink and kirkle trying to make keek peep. Are you right there, Michael? Are you right? Do you think you can hold on by sitting tight? Well, of course, it's awful Angelus. Still, I don't feel it so dangerous. I am right here, Nickel, and I'll write. Singing the top line, why it suits me Mikey fine. But yag hags, Hogwarts, and Araquinunciance, it's the muddest thick that was ever heard dumped since eggs matter
yes.
was smothered in the flap of the fan.
Now that's the mud flood. You were talking about the mud flood? That's
yeah.
representing the mud flood on this side. But the fifth thing's going to hit the shan.
Right, and it's the mud of over-documented confusion?
Yeah, and underutilized aggression of law. They got all these rules,
okay.
but they got to work for everybody or they don't work for anybody. You can't pick and choose.
Okay, now, to complete anglers, beloved Byronthiern and Hushtoken Hishtakach, join Alpha P and pull loose by Dotties, and, to be more spermatically legoical, LP and Pale Ale by Trunkles. Allow me a line while I encloud a species. The Nike done.
Okay. Now, slow down. Exclamation points are important because they're trying to push the point. The narrative here is that where they got us, we've got them. Trump's saying, where they think they got me, I got them. And to sit there and say, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And if a judge tells me I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. I'm going to disregard it because there's nothing they can do. Then it's like, what? That's fucking with federal judges ain't very smart because they can apparently do whatever they want to do. Apparently.
But allow
Unless
me
you know
a line
Trump
while
knows.
I encloud is specious. Is that Trump saying that?
Yes.
Allow me a line
that
while
was
I encloud.
That was the January 6th. Allow me a line that's going to cause all this problem. He actually caused his own travail.
Yeah. Okay, the Nike done it. Like, now who's saying that? Trump's saying he's blaming someone else?
Yeah, like Pa. The Nike done it like Pa.
I pay. The Nike done it like Pa, I pay. Innate little bondery. And as plain as a poke stiff. Now, aqua in bucat. I'll make you to see figure at Leavely, the home of your eternal geometer. And if you flung
the
her
womb,
address on her...
The womb is referring to the room.
Oh, the
womb. What they're running into. They're all being covered
right.
by the uterus. It's a bloody flux these days.
I'll make you to see figure at Leave the womb of your eternal geometer. And if you flung her headdress on her from under her high-lows, you'd wheeze-wise Salmonson set a seal on a hexing gown. This.
Right.
Hurrah, go on.
Now here's the hexatic. Here's the hexatic that's starting to smell like old fish.
Okay. This. Hurrah, go on. Basically, for fun.
The U.S. Inc. has finally caught itself in its own mess. Its own sick.
Its own mud.
Mm-hmm.
You've spat your shower like a son of Siberia, but let's have at it. Sub 10 to me now. Pisk. Outer circumstances. Beug equaled. We carefully, if she pleats, lift by her shem hem and jebat at the spitzius of her trichicant, like thousands done before since Phillies kelpered. Oconee, Oconee, the maid's apron of our ALP. So just that's lift by her shem hem and jebat at the spitzius of her trichicant, the maid's apron of our ALP, fearfully, till its nether nader is vortically ware. Allow me to write to two cute winkles. Its navel's napex will have to be and be. You must approach mere mirror.
Okay. Slow down. You've got to find out what's happening here of who is controlling the navel's napex. And the B and the B is what you're fixing to see. Because those fillies are fixing to be oconed. Meaning they're going to be reversed. Because in about 1 second, look here, it's all a joke, a parody, as the way lays out here. Fin for fun, the end is fun. But if normal Joe America says, we're not going to do this anymore. We're tired of y'all's mess. We're not listening to your mess. You're not going to do this. You're not going to do that. We don't care about this. And we're not going to have it. This all stops. And that's what's happening now with Jason Aldean and the Tom McDonalds that are brave enough to point it out that the old first lady had a penis. You know, it's pretty ridiculous. They don't like that. They don't like that when you do that. When all you gotta do is go to the Ellen show and watch it, you can see she's a healthily endowed first lady.
Hmm. Okay, so till its nether nadir is vertically ware, allow me to write to two cute winkles, its navel's napex will have to B&B. You must approach near mirror, for that is dark. Lob, and light your melts, Geldy. And this is what you'll say. Wah, tux lois pla. And their redneck, for adding we to gay at sea with Puel the punkus bell. That's a question. And their redneck, for hadn't we to gay at sea with Puel the punkus bell? Mig and thigh, the living spit of dead waters, fastness firm of hurdleberry fen, distinct and isoplural in its your sow to the double, or double, sixiest parts, flumen, fluvy, and fluteous, midden wedge of the streams, your muddy old triangular delta, fiho miho, plain for you now, happy Olympia.
That's the old school. That's the part that Herman Talmadge, we better go back. Strom Thurmond authored. That was the old world of how things are going to go. We'll tell you what you're supposed to believe. We'll explain to you how this is going to go. We'll let you know what's permissible and what's not. You see, affirmative action.
Sissius parrots, flumen, fluvy, and fluteous, midden wedge of the streams, your muddy old triagonal delta, fiho miho, plain for you now, Appia Lipia Pluville. Hop the hula girls, the no niggard spot of her safety valve, first of all, you square literal triangles, and why wouldn't she sit crest logged like the last that lured a tailor? The constant of Fluxian, right. Mahama Wetma, pride of the province, and when that title bore rushes up from the Atlantic, Aleph Currents is bet and beer. Pa lickum la lickum APL LPA. This is...
Stop at bet and beer. That's the end. That's enough. That you're now at the bottom of 297. So this gets you to the lob of what's fixing to come next. You got to go all the way down to see the different law firms, and what you're looking for is how you adjust the stream of your muddy old triad delta, the triagonal delta. That's what you're fixing to see.
That's the triune?
Yep. And so, the unilateral, the trilateral or uniquilular, three ingles. And why would she sit cross-legged, sit down and shut up and lure the tailor? because there's a flux, an aeon flux. And it's coming.
Aeon?
Flux. The flux in.
Okay. To go back to New 94, right where we began, Match of a Madness, to the left of it, it says Doceticism and Dieticism. Maya, Thaya, Tamas, Rajas, Sattvas. Anything you want to say? Is that, how does that echo with what it's beside?
It's the diocese, the fall of the, it's the fall of the diocese, or the way the world looks at it. Now nobody even acknowledges basic religion anymore. They don't, or if they do, they're just, it's just supper clubs where they can go drink whiskey at Sunday school.
Okay. On 294, line 3, strayed line AL in figure, the force, from being continued, stops 8 lambda. And number 1, and you go down. Oh, no, we didn't do that. That's Matt. So Match of Matches, we do 2. His flavorite turf coup in the smoking precincts of Lydia's 2 is a vagrant need is a flagrant weed.
Uh-huh. We have a cancer on the presidency, Bob.
A what? A cancer?
A cancer growing on the presidency, Bob.
And Dockrell, Kingston and Dockrell, Aura sending him from a first, our Papa Coco Puddle. 3. Grand for blowing off steam when you walk up in the morning. Grand for blowing off steam when you walk up in the morning. How does that relate to Garazzi? No, 3. That relates to Blake Rutch, Kingston and Dockrell, and Abraham Bradley King.
Everybody's realizing that they have the judicial branch to do it any way they want to. You have a Department of Justice that's not very just at all, unless you're a Biden.
Okay. So then the next line, ting, 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 by his magazine fall, lumps, lavas, and all. Footnote 4. It says at the bottom, at the foot of Bagnabun Banbab's day was lost on one. At the foot of Bagnabun Banbab's day was lost on one. How does that relate to his magmacine fall, lumps, lavas, and all?
That's the fall of what's happening to the west side coming to the east side of the fall of America, Inc.
Right. Okay, but so further down, it says, the mystery repeats itself to date as our callback mother, Gaudiana, that was daughter to a tanner, used to sing. And so that's footnote 5. We're all found of our animal matter. We're all fond. We're all found of our animal matter. That's the daughter to a tanner.
The alma mater, where you came from. Well, I'm Skull and Crossbones, so I can be president. Well, I'm this because I'm that. Well, I'm a Biden. You don't mess with a Biden. I've been around a long time. I'm a Biden. You don't mess with a Biden. So he's like, okay, we're going to mess with you.
Okay, then bottom of 294, it says, now and then, continuously over her pussypot in her queer homolocus, humming bass, Hesterdy, and is hurdy forever. Footnote 1. So you go down, it says, sewing up the Biley Burst in their buckskin shorts for Big Capitaine Killycook and the Jukes of Killaney. How does that relate to is hurdy forever?
They're trying to clean up all the messes so that they, when they have to go before Congress, they can say, no, that's under investigation. I can't testify to the ongoing investigation.
Okay. And to the left of that, in the left column, it says, the vegetable cell and its private properties. Is that referring to our eye cell?
No. The vegetable cell, that's where they're going to put the Bidens. Private prison.
And its private property.
Cell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to put all the things he bought in cage 2.
Mm-hmm.
Cage also, right?
Him, especially, yeah.
Him. What's him?
Biden.
Okay. Just a second. Something stuck here.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So we go down to number 2. It's just like when I dreamed I was in Derry and was woken up with thump and thudder down. Rest in peace. But to return, footnote 2, say where. Say where. A timbrel fill of twinkle tinkle. Say where. A timbrel fill of twinkle tinkle.
Mm-hmm.
That got anything to do with Trump?
That's the return, the triumphant return of Trump.
Okay.
As by Troy.
A timbrel of twinkle tinkle. That's victory?
Yes.
Okay. Footnote 2. Then you come down near the left bottom. The haves and the have-nots, colon, a distinction. And that's opposite, and makes us identical pair of accomplices. You, Alice, for the cunts, and me for something with a handle to it. Bebe, now, as will presently be felt, there's no tricklesome points where a twain of doubling by circulars mating approximately in their sweet poi and poi, done loop into each the ochre. So, into each the ochre, that's opposite the haves and the have-nots, a distinction. Okay. Now we go over to page 296, and we get five notes. Number one is at line 6. I'd like lawn by Araxes to mack a capital P for pride down there on the bottom where Hottam and Heave, our monster broker, balked his bod of parodies. You get down to footnote 1. Parsi French for the upholsterer would be delighted. Parsi French for the upholsterer would be delighted. What's that tell us?
The author of this story should have much been better stated. It would have made more sense. But the way the upholsterer has laid the story out, nobody's getting it. You're not going to get away with it. You're not going to have the Russians come and disinformate Trump because he knows what's up.
Okay, so then couple lines down, where your apexo Jesus will be a point of order, with a gain groan grunt and a croak click cluck. Footnote 2, I'll pass out if the screw splits his strut.
Yeah, that's why Rudy Giuliani's not in jail, because he'd pass out if the screw splits his strut.
And that would be a problem if he passed out?
Well, he didn't, remember, he was supposed to rot in jail, remember, and he didn't even get indicted.
Right. Okay. And my face age kink and Kirkle trying to make keek peep. Footnote 3. Thargum, then go a legum. If you think I can, swim forward. Suck some kale. Anything there?
Yeah, that's Bob's motto for his new T-shirt for his campaign for the Church of Subgenius. Look around and find out.
The footnote, if you think I can swim for it, suck some kale.
Yeah, go for it. If you want to go toe-to-toe with me and Trump, bring it. But you better know what you're doing. Well, famous right, last words for Chris Story and Evelyn Rothschild and Dave Russell. And
okay, then the footnote.
Joe Dunstone and Avaton.
Okay. Fifth line from the bottom. Allow me a line while I in cloud is specious. The Nike done it. Like Pa, I pay. And that's footnote 4, where it says hesitatence. That's question mark. Hesitatence. That's the famous mistake on the word misspelling of hesitancy by some guy against Parnell in 1890 or something. So is that... Is Trump going to get off on a simple mistake done by the Biden people?
Sure, he's just going to call them. They're going to find out that none of this has any standing because he's going to take it to the correct court. So it doesn't matter what they do, because it's like okay. So they're not trying to win the court case; they're just trying to keep him tangled up so he can't run. But the more they do this, the more popular Trump becomes because. The more ridiculous they make him look, the more right he actually is.
Yeah. All right, so the fifth note. Innate little bondery, and as plain as a poke stiff. and as plain as a poke stiff. Footnote 5, the impudence of that in girls' things. The impudence of that in girls' things. Innate little boundary and as plain as a poke stiff. What's that?
Yeah, it's just obvious that this is ridiculous. It's obvious that this is absolutely incredibly ridiculous, and they're still running with it. And then going, oh, yeah, it was Russia. It was Russia. Russia needed it. It was Russia. And it's like, come on now. I mean, Adam, who's going to believe Adam Schiff now when he comes right back and says, well, of course, the Capitol was raided, of course. And yes, we know this because we interviewed everybody we hired to come invade it personally. So we know exactly who was there and why. So we know how wrong they were because we paid them to be there. You see?
Okay, now we're to page 297. Well, we didn't do the footnote on the left on page 296 up near the top. Weiss-Paulton as fundamentalist of Wiederherstellung Stelling. Well, you talked about David Weiss. You got here Weiss-Paulton as fundamentalist of Wiederherstellung Stelling. Anything there?
Correct. That's it. That's what it references. Of how ridiculous David it is Weiss. To have him in charge of being in charge. So now he doesn't have to answer anything. He can be in charge and not be in charge of anything. So he's going to be the brigadier of charge. I'm going to be the new brigadier of charge. That's what I'm going to be, the brigadier. I'm going to be the rear admiral of assholes. The rear admiral of assholes. That's what I'm going to be.
Okay. And top of 297, and if you flung her headdress on her from under her high-lows, you'd wheeze wide Salmonson set a seal on a hexing gown. And that's footnote 1, so you go down at the bottom. 1 says, the shape of Dona Speranzi of the Nacion. The shape or chapel of Dona Speranzi of the Nacion. Anything there to relate?
Yeah, of how they're talking about who's wearing the white hat and who's wearing the black hat. And you come to find out there's no hats involved. There's no red hats. There's no white hats. There's no blue hats. It's all just a menage, literally a menagerie. It's a literal menagerie. And then everybody's just running with it. And then, thanks to Bob, he says, well, all you got to do is just keep typing. And they go, okay. And then there they go. They're off to the races. Thank Bob.
Okay, to the
y'all
left.
Can thank Bob for this. Y'all can thank Bob for this mess.
And on the left it says, destiny, influence of design upon.
Yeah.
Influence of design upon destiny.
Yeah, it's destiny. Bob made it up and made it so. And that's destiny, all right. There you go. He wrote it and then read what he wrote, and then he read what he wrote. He says, it was destiny that this was all about me. Yeah, that's right.
So then you come down to the middle where it says footnote 2, no, number 2. You must approach near mirror, for at its dark, lob, and light your match, Jody, and this is what you'll say. This is what you'll say. Footnote 2, it says, oogle, eagle, ogle, me vidim me. Oogle, eagle, ogle, me vidim me. That's something to do with somebody telling somebody to say something?
Yes. Mock me. Mock me and see. Mock me and see. Fuck around and find out. Mock me and see.
In the statement to the left of that, number footnote 2, or number 2 in the text, is Prometheus or the promise of provision. Prometheus or the promise of provision.
Mm-hmm. I'll gladly pay you hamburger for. I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Okay, footnote 3. My and thy, the living spit of dead waters. Footnote 3. It is Sanganon's dream. Now, they're talking about our living water?
Mm-hmm.
The living spit of dead waters.
They're making reference to it.
Right, so that's, it is Sanganon's dream. Ophanel's dream to make the living water.
Yep.
Okay. That's 3. Then down a bit more. Where's 4? Third line from the bottom. The constant of Fluxion. Mahamimewetma, pride of the province, and when that title bore rushes up from the Atlantic. So pride of the province, footnote 4 says, in all mankind. Mm-hmm. Pride of the province mm-hmm. is all mankind?
If you can get them to believe it, you got it. You got them. If you can make them believe it, but they're running thin. Now they're running thin. They're not believing it. Now it's like, uh-oh, now we have a problem. Uh-oh. Got you again. Uh-oh. No, you don't.
So, yeah, Biden's team is having a problem getting the belief going.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they're going to squash. They're trying to squash the First Amendment. And Trump doesn't mind that. Yeah. He said, that's fine. We don't really need it. We don't really need the freedom of speech. That's not a big deal because we've got the Second Amendment. We'll take care of this ourselves. It's no problem.
So, 4 says, the constant affliction, Muhammad Wetma, pride of the province. And then going into 5, it says, and when that titled boar rushes up from the frantic, Aleph quarants his bet and beer. Footnote 5 says, Wang poos the paddle and whis wee woo. Wang poos mm-hmm. the paddle and whis-wee-woo. How does that relate to Elf Corns, his bet and beer?
Because that's the land, what you would call it, the mystery landscape, but to Trump it's not a mystery. He kind of like mm-hmm. authored it. He likes it. He likes getting drawn into it to say, yep, purge me, my dear brother Numsi. I've wronged you.
Okay, that's everything. So I'll unmute for the 12 jurors to comment on the text and what you said.
All participants are now unmuted.
It's open, guys. Take it away.
Okay, if in this grand jury, if there's a ham sandwich involved, we can tell you right now it's guilty.
It's what? It's skip.
Guilty.
It's guilty, ham sandwich. It's guilty.
Ayan, page 295, 3 at the bottom, 3 lines up, Twain of Doubling by Riculars. Can you describe what that is?
The trouble. That's the trouble that keeps stacking up. Everything they're trying to get Trump on, they're getting pinned with, and it's stacking. And they could have just left him alone and everything would have been okay, but no, we're going to do it this way. Okay. Carry up, pick it up with your butt cheeks.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, in the top of 295, the second line, Danissas Danissatatums. Is that a person?
It's a reference to what a person's going to do.
Do as in prosecution?
That's coming. That's coming. They think they've got all the sinister ministers and the sanctimonious witnesses quelled, but they missed a couple. Ruh-roh.
Yeah.
Hey, Bert, what was your first quote? What line?
It was page 295, Bob. It's 3 from the bottom, 3 up from the bottom. Twain of Doubling Biriculars.
Biriculars. What did Ian say about that?
That's the doubleness of what they claim to be catching Trump on. It's on them.
Okay. All right. Next person.
Ian, is the reference on page 296, Michael, is that Michelle or is that a Michael, somebody else?
That's Mr. Obama's wife. Mr. They're both ministers. Mr. First Lady.
Hey, and Nick, your name's just down below that. 3 lines down. Nickel.
I noticed that.
And I'm right here, Nickel. And I'll write.
Yes. Interesting.
Next person.
Yeah, just a bit above that. It's on 296, Bob, further way down, where your apexo-Jesus will be a point of order.
Mm-hmm.
What have we there, Arne?
That's where
what have we there,
that's where Well, the exegesis is where you start explaining what's going on. And the exegesis is fixing to explain what's been going on. And it's going to be, you will have enjoyed the mud flood compared to this, because they all realize that they're running out of gas. No one's listening anymore. Nasty stepped aside. This one's gone. This, and what happened to the one who was cuddling with Paul Pelosi? You don't hear nothing about him anymore all of a sudden. Kind of went to the byline somewhere out there in la-la land. I mean, that'd be a pretty good prison sentence to make you have to live in San Francisco for a minute. That'd be a pretty serious sentence to serve.
Yeah, him and his hammer have disappeared.
Yep.
Oh, and there's a lot of references. You've mentioned a lot of references to the mudslide.
They moved him into the guest house. They just can't live without him.
Who moved into the guest house? Are we talking about Michael still?
No, we're talking about Paul Pelosi's marauder.
Oh, yeah. All right. Where's that reference?
Nick
Where's
did
the
it.
Paul Pelosi reference?
Nick did it.
What line, Nick?
I didn't. I was bringing in the mudslide, Bob.
you don't know why I am brought up Paul Pelosi.
No, he went off on a tangent from the one I
went off on a tangent. Sorry, Bob, and blurred out iron as he was trying to explain.
Did you say blurred out iron's ass?
I blurred out iron. I made a noise, Bob, while iron was explaining.
Oh, so you missed it. Anybody catch it?
I missed it.
No, Nick talked over it.
So what, how do you connect Paul Pelosi ion? What line?
Oh, this is that fall of the where they're getting exposed, where everything is getting exposed, that everything that they're trying to pin on Trump, they're getting caught at, and it gets over and over and over, and you just think, well, they can't anymore, and then there's another one. And then the next thing you know, it's like, yep, you're exactly right. I'm a scoundrel. Trump says, I'm the worst person that's ever been the worst. And then he comes back to American people and he says, they're not after me, they're after you. He says, I got a plane with enough gas in it. I can go to a whole other world. I don't need this. I'm good. I don't need extradition, honey. I'm out of here. We'll be good. But that's not the point. He's fighting for the America people.
Right. Now, what line relates to Pelosi?
Nothing. That's an example of the oligarchs getting oligarched.
Okay. All right, Phil.
You're going down a little further down from there. We have another line, Bob, on 296 in the middle. Well, of course, it's awful Angelus. Still, I don't feel it's so dangerous. What's that referring
to? It's so bad. It's so bad. It's so serious. It's so critical that it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Which is Trump's position. If a senior federal judge says, I'm going to put a hot poker up your butt, I'm gonna ignore it. I'm not going to have any orders, and I'm not going to take any orders, and I'm going to do what I want to do.
Well, he's got the military, hasn't he? So he'll just step in at some point.
Correct.
So we've had enough of this. You lot are going. Not much any of the three-letter people can do about that. The military get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see that? What are you talking about, Nick? I mean, Phil.
Well, I'm spinning off. I gave the line, well, of course, it's awful Angelus. Still, I don't feel it's so dangerous. So I'm saying that's Trump talking there. He's not going to take anything that the swamp passes down on him from a judicial point of view. And I've just said that he doesn't have to because he has the military behind him. Just bring that.
What he's going to do, they're going to start pigging them very quickly.
Pigging them? What's that?
Digging them.
Digging.
What? P-I-G? Pigs?
F is in fuck. I is in ignorant. G is in gluttonous.
Pig.
I is in incorrigible. N is in negro. G is in gotcha. Pigging.
What's the word he's saying, Nick?
Figging, Bob.
We just spelled it.
So why is he saying figging? Is that in there somewhere?
No.
That's what he's fixing to do.
Figging. Well, what's that?
Uh-huh. Look it up. You're smart.
Look it up, Nick.
Nick knows about figs.
Figging.
Figging. You mean like putting a fig leaf over yourself, a cover-up?
No, it's a little more... It's a little deeper than that, Bob.
Pigging has different meanings, Bob, depending on the context. In soap making, it's a granular appearance that presents seeds of a fig and may indicate superior quality. In slang, it is a verb that means to dress up or rig out. In sexual practices, it is an insertion of ginger root into the anus, vagina, or urethra, which originated as a form of punishment and humiliation in ancient times and later became a BDSM technique.
Yeah.
A what?
The
BDSM technique?
BDSM technique.
BDSM. You know, what you do on your off day, Bob. What you do on your off
day. That's right. Yeah. So, where do you see what Nick's pointing, Phil's pointing out, or whoever said it, Ion? Where is this?
This is Phil's figging, Nick's figging.
Yeah. Where's the figging, Ion?
It's what's fixing to happen to the Biden, the bitchin' Biden admonition.
Yeah, but what words on page 296 indicate that?
The ones he brought up just a second ago, what's going to occur.
The D'Angelis and Angelus. Angelus and D'Angelis.
Yeah. The ginger's going up the anus, the coitus erectus, and the stimulation's going to be terrible. Because see what happens when you're really good at figging? When you trim the ginger and shove it up the bum, it burns, and it'll last and last and last. And so if you tighten up the sphincter, because the pain is so terrible, what it does is it heightens the sense of pain. It makes it even worse. And you really can't not lock down because it hurts so bad. So it actually makes it worse.
Okay, next comment.
So can I have one more from that section, just coming down a bit more to the middle of 296. Yag Ags Hogwarts. Is that a Harry Potter type of reference arm?
No, it's like there's this strange magic that's letting them get away with this stuff for a time. It's like this odd magic, this Hogwarts magic, this spell casting position that makes everybody say, oh no, it's no problem, it's just Russian disinformation. Oh, Hunter fucked a few people, but he didn't need it. Oh, it was only a little. He didn't sniff the cocaine to get high. He just liked the way it smelled. He wasn't like that. Something like that. Okay, he had a baby with Bo's wife and had a relationship with Bo after he died, but that doesn't matter because Bo was in Iran when the flag covered him up and he wasn't in cancer sitting by their side, bedside. And the Keystone Cops and the Gold Star families don't really matter because Afghanistan wasn't that big a deal anyway. So what's all this kerfuffle about?
Next commentary.
I'm in the page 296, Yang's Hogwarts. It's the muddiest thick that was ever heard dump since Egg Mather got smothered in a flap of fan. Is this mud reference that you're bringing up.
Slinging mud, as in accusations, and worse than the original mud flood that took out Tartaria.
Mm. Okay. But it's not a mud flood to come. There's not Tartarian.
They're going to sling mud, yes. It's going to be War of the Roses.
Sling it.
Mm. Yeah, that's coming, Nick. You said it's already come?
No, is it coming, Bob? Are we going to see another mud flood like in Tartaria where there's, you know, actual mud flowing? Yeah.
Okay, next. Where's Susanna? Where's Nan? Where's
Where's Renee?
Dakota guy.
Where's Barb Peterson?
Yeah, where's Robin?
Where's Buzz Coaster?
Richard.
Where's Ava?
Jermaine.
Jackie.
Bob, another one that I'd noticed was on 295, about quarter way down. When I'm dreaming back like that, I begins to see where only old telescopes. What's that about, Ian?
Well, the telescoping is where you look to see something far off that you can't appear otherwise. It's the facade, and the telescope puts pinpoint accuracy of what's really going on, what's really going down. And that's an example of what you're fixing to see. When Trump gets up and says, "Purge me, my dear brother Numsi, I have hurt you. I've hurt your feelings. I have hurt you, so purge me."
Well, when you say, "Purge me, my dear brother Nunzio," you say that a lot. Are you quoting something that's well known?
Yes, Eddie Murphy in Golden Child with the Ashanti dagger.
All right. When I'm dreaming back like that, I begin to see we're only all telescopes. Well, when you're dreaming back, things get clear, and you see that we're all telescopes, the ability to see what's going on.
Yeah, 2020 in the rearview mirror, Bubby.
Right. Okay, well.
It's like the information is
position. And then he has the position and then sort of the conclusion to the rearview mirror. It's something, and every time I get a gallon of corn whiskey, something bad like this happens. Every time. In the rearview mirror, it affects.
Okay, on page 293 with the diagram. We've been reading, the section we've been reading has been talking about how that diagram is made. Is there Trump or Biden in the lettering in the two circles, the overlap?
Of course. And that's correct. That's great. And the sidebars. Everything fell since Carter. Even go back to Truman, for Pete's sake. This isn't a new thing. It's just built up to a pretty magnificent crescendo.
Yeah, this is showing the Republicrats. This is the Uniparty.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly the right words. And that's what Duffy was arguing for and against at the same time earlier. He was arguing for and against it. You can't be and you are. You're that thing that you say you're not because you are, because we can prove it, because we have guns with no bullets. So we got you again. Thank you all. This has been great fun. I hope everybody had a good time. Pretty good.
Bob,
y'all keep him on the prayer list. Keep Bob on the prayer list so he don't burn down the rest of the goddamn America.
Bob, it looks like triangulation above and below.
Yes, and in the middle is where the power is. You know, Mitch McConnell is right in the middle. Compromise as fuck.
Drawing a line in the sand, Bob. Drawing a line in the sand in the middle.
And then they have the other lines, the dotted lines cover the other line.
That now burns. Now sand burns. So what you going to do now?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Great.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you,
Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Bob. Thank you.